This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The old quote about the real estate business, of course, is that it all comes down to location, location, location. The same is definitely true for street performers, musicians in this case in particular. Marketplace is Tobin Low now on the folks who try to make a living and maybe make it big by performing on the New York City subway.
Of all the sounds you expect to hear in the subway, this is probably not one of them. But today, in Grand Central Station in New York, there it is, the didgeridoo. There's also a little bit of rock and roll. Some samba. And a little jazz. These are the sounds of musical groups auditioning to be part of Music Under New York. It's a program run by the city's Metropolitan Transportation Authority. And once a year, performers gather at Vanderbilt Hall in Grand Central Station to audition. This year, 70 performers will try out for just 20 to 25 spots. And for the groups that make the cut, there are perks.
Music Under New York musicians have the benefit of playing in front of a Music Under New York banner at specific locations that are busy locations like Times Square or Grand Central.
That's Amy Hausman. She works for the MTA. She says getting a spot on the roster is not just about how well you play, but how loud you play.
We're looking for appropriateness to the transportation environment. So we always like to say, you know, a marching band is fantastic on the field, but doesn't sound so great in the subway system.
Volume is a big deal. Legally, a musician can perform anywhere in the subway without a permit. But there are rules about noise and amplification that can get tricky. And sometimes the police get involved. But Music Under New York groups don't have that problem. It's why Daniel Duke's jazz ensemble decided to audition, even though they've already been performing in the subway for years.
I think in a way it's cool that they're supporting that in a more official channels, because we don't like dealing with, you know, when the cops come and kick us out or give us tickets or stuff like that. It really messes up our day and our vibe.
But for a musician, the program is about more than just not getting hassled. It also means dollars. Alex Steiermark is one of the judges for Music Under New York. He's also a music producer who has hired some of the performers out of the program. He remembers a particular recording session where the musicians used their break to go play in the subway.
And they had a couple hours off, and they went down and they played, and they came back 2 hours later with $1,000. And I was like, wow, that's like how to earn a living as a musician.
Sure, there's a dollar value to playing in those high-traffic subway stops. Everyone has to pay the bills. But for many of these musicians, the hope is that their next big gig might come from one of those very subway commuters. In New York, I'm Tobin Low for Marketplace.